You're listening to Bariatric Life Podcast, a podcast about weight loss surgery. Chris and I are not doctors, nor have we ever played one on TV. We are sharing our personal views and opinions only. Please always follow your doctor's advice. Follow us on Instagram at Bariatric Life Podcast and at Amanda's VSG. Thanks for listening, and now on to the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We are so excited to announce a new partnership with Titan Nutrition. They have proteins, vitamins, pre-workouts, and superfoods. Their proteins come in flavors like peanut butter fudge and snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle's my favorite.
And they have 24 grams of protein.
Go to titannutrition.net and use code BARIATRICLIFE for 10% off your order and get free shipping. Again, that is titannutrition.net. And discount code Bariatric Life, all one word.
Hello and welcome to Bariatric Life Podcast. This is Amanda.
And this is Chris.
And this is our podcast anniversary.
This is episode number 52.
That was a party horn.
Yes.
A recording of a party horn.
Yes, because I failed to plan ahead appropriately and go actually procure some, so.
But they always come in, like, packs of 10, so
yeah.
We don't need 10 party horns.
For, like, literally a 4-second spot.
If even 4 seconds. So this is episode 52, and we were going to do a recap of what has gone on over the last year. First of all, we were discussing how we didn't think we'd make it to a year.
No. We kind of thought it'd be a 8-episode thing over the course of a few months, and then that would be it.
We'd get bored or something, but we haven't gotten bored of it.
Mm-mm. We've had some interesting topics. We've had some less interesting topics.
We've had some audio difficulties.
We have. And then we realized that your iPhone records better than that $200 POS microphone.
Yep. So speaking of iPhone, most of our listeners listen to us on Apple Podcasts.
Really?
Yep. And 86% of our listeners are from the U.S.
That does not surprise me.
That doesn't surprise me either.
What does surprise me is that 14% are not from the U.S.
Yeah, I was like, wait, 14? Yeah. But no, you're right. There's 4% of our listeners from Canada. Hello, Canadians.
Oh, Canada.
All right, stop.
That's all I know.
Oh. 3% of our listeners come from Australia. Hello.
That's interesting.
Yes.
I would love to do an interview with somebody from Australia.
That would be exciting. The time difference would probably
get us, though. Oh, it would suck.
Yeah. There was somebody on a support call from the tribe the other day, and for us, the support call started at 11 Central, and for her...
A.M.?
Yes.
Okay.
For her, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning or
oh
something.
Oh my God!
Like, that's some dedication to
get
up at 4 in the morning to do a support group.
Yeah, it is.
And 2% of our listeners come from the UK. We need some more British listeners.
We do. I mean, we could have some British interviews, because I do enjoy the British accent as well as the Australian accent.
We love our friends in foreign lands.
We do. Would like to hopefully visit them all before we die.
That would be great.
Foreign lands, not the people. That's a lot of people to try and work in.
Yeah, that is a lot of people. Let's see. We've done 20 interviews.
That have aired, or does that include the ones we did today?
That includes all the ones that we've done so far, but not all of them have aired.
Gotcha. Okay.
We've had over 15,000 plays.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Our average per episode is 224.
Whoa.
You need to tell your friends, people. We need more people listening. Although, we do appreciate every 200 and 220... Wait. 224 of you.
I was going to say, you have the number in front of you. I can't read it upside down.
We appreciate each listener.
Absolutely.
And we would also appreciate if you shared it.
Speaking of... Oh, wait. Nope. I don't want to steal your thunder. That comes later. I see it. Moving on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you don't.
Our highest ranking episode was Let's Talk About Why, which was the very first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened after that? Where did all those people go?
I don't know. Maybe...
It was probably the terrible audio.
Probably. They're like, oh, this looks like it could be a good podcast, but...
Their audio sucks,
so unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
Unfollow.
So some of our favorite moments have been our interviews. Mm-hmm. We've talked to a lot of different people from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talked to one from Canada. So we have talked to a Canadian listener.
Yeah.
What else? What are some of our other favorite moments?
Well, one of my favorite moments was just the other day when we had our unboxing video for our first official paid sponsor.
Yes, we have a sponsor now, Titan Nutrition. Go to titannutrition.net.
And use promo code BARIATRICLIFE, all one word, and get 10% off.
And free shipping.
You can't go wrong with 10% off and free shipping.
We're really excited to have Titan Nutrition.
We really are.
And we're also open to all other kinds of sponsors.
Yep. Olaplex.
We've talked about them a lot.
We have. And I bring them up because I saw that your bottles are almost empty.
I know.
And that one leaked all over the tub.
It did.
It was everywhere.
It was upsetting. That was a waste of good shampoo.
It was. And it took me like 10 minutes to clean. Shit went everywhere.
I know, it was awful. Let's see, we've talked to a bariatric therapist and a food addiction counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Those were very interesting episodes. One of my personal favorite moments was meeting Pepper and developing a friendship with her.
And talking about her badass gravity chair.
Yes. Which we did see, well, her episode airs after this.
Oh. Well, so, then I probably just spoiled something.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
She has a badass gravity chair.
And we've seen pictures of it. Maybe we'll post them.
Maybe we will. With permission.
Oh, absolutely, of course.
Let's see. We've talked to several people that had severe complications after mm-hmm. their surgeries.
Yeah, and I mean, it was always kind of like a known risk that, oh, there could be complications, and oh, the complications might be severe, but it's still very surprising to hear when they happen and to the extent that they did. I mean, we've talked to some people, and I'm horrible with names, but I can't remember her name. She was the one that had just complication after complication after complication. And I just, my heart really felt for her.
But what I found was that they had such good attitudes about it.
Right.
Like, I don't know if I would have had such a positive attitude and outlook about it.
You were having some buyer's remorse with your most recent one with the, you know, wound care, and that was a minor complication.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call it a complication.
I mean, it was a complication, but not to the degree that other complications could occur.
Right.
Let's see. We've had some special appearances by Dobby and Luna.
Yes, they are our official mascots. whether they want to be or not.
Oh, man. I need to find an app that, like, cartoonizes? Cartoonizes.
That's not even a word.
Let's see. Yeah. And then I'm going to have to make them a part of the logo or something.
Hey, we can work with that.
That would be fun.
We have our catchphrase. So.
So, which we didn't realize was a catchphrase until we started doing this and realized how often we say so.
Which could be worse. It could be like.
That's true.
Like.
I think I say like quite a bit, though.
You do, but not to the point that I want to, like, stab my eardrums.
Well, that's good. I do say that quite a bit, though. Let's see what else. What else? We've spent a lot of time with each other.
We have. In the garage and in the office, we found that acoustics are equal, I think, in both places.
There's less dog appearances in the garage.
That is true. And if there were dog appearances, everything would be overshadowed by tippy taps.
Tippy taps for sure. And grumbling and gurring and barking.
Mm-hmm. Getting nudged probably while holding the phone and it goes flying. Yeah.
They're the worst mascots. Basically the worst. And we have developed a friendship with Nima.
Yes.
That he was the inspiration for starting the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if we've ever said that before, but he was.
Yep.
And I thought if Nima could do it, so can I. And here we are a year later.
And I remember the first time I listened to his podcast in the car on your way to your parents. And it just really spoke to me. Being able to discuss things that are, you know, important to you.
I wonder if part of the speaking to you was that it was coming from a male's perspective.
I don't know. I hadn't really thought about that. But I guess of all the podcasts that we know of, I think he's the only one that is solo male.
Yeah.
I know his significant other helps out a lot. But I don't know that I've ever actually heard her on the podcast.
She's been on there.
Has she?
Yeah. Not a whole lot, but she has been.
Okay.
So we've spent, and we have gotten to know Nima a little bit.
We have.
And would like to get to know him more.
Yes.
And whether he knows it or not, we are virtual best friends.
Yes. So if you didn't know that, surprise. And if you did, well, we're happy to just reinforce it.
And if you want to listen to Nima's podcast, it's My Gastric Sleeve Podcast. Check it out, because he is a hoot and a half.
He's two hoots and a half.
Two hoots and a half.
Yes, and I don't give that rating to anyone.
No, I've never heard you give that rating.
He makes me belly laugh so hard that, like, my abs hurt.
That's a good feeling. Except after you've had muscle repair and a tummy tuck.
Right, and then it basically
burns.
Violates the Geneva Convention.
I wrote this down. I don't know if it's a favorite moment, but it is something that I've had to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going out of my comfort zone to, one, get interviews,
mm-hmm.
and two, do the interviews. Because in general, I don't...
You're not an extrovert.
No, I'm not an extrovert. I don't go out of my way to...
Socialize?
Yes, that. Or what is the word? Like promote myself in any way.
Mm.
So though I don't know I would call it like a favorite moment, but it has made me grow.
I was going to say, it's a growth moment, which is our theme for the year, growth.
Yes.
So, that said, I just did it again.
So, so that's 52 episodes and our favorite moments.
Well, we have the Just Be You Awards in there, too.
Oh, right.
You skipped right by that bullet point.
I did. We got nominated for the Just Be You Awards.
We didn't win, but that's okay.
We were nominated. We didn't even get into, like, the top four.
Well, but we were still a new fledgling podcast.
But we were an honorable mention.
Yes. And I'll take honorable mention.
Yeah. This is looking to be like a short episode.
Apparently so.
I feel like more happened in a year than...
I mean, we had a lot happen. You had your sleeve, and then you had your plastics, and then you had the wound chapter, I guess. Because it's actually more like two or three chapters. It's not enough to be its own book, but it's a couple of chapters and more than a footnote.
Yeah.
I don't know what classifies what as what, but... So it's been an eventful year. You went to Mexico twice and have met all kinds of your December surgery sisters. I said that?
What?
Your surgery sisters group
on Facebook. Well, you said I met them. Which...
Well, I mean, not in person.
Oh,
but
virtually.
Yes.
Met.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a group of us from that had surgery like on December 6th that we created a chat, and we don't chat as much anymore because it's been 2 months, but we do still keep in touch.
When I say met people, I forget that some of you actually go out into the world, and for me, meeting would be usually a virtual experience anyway. So I apologize for the confusion there.
All right. Well, what else do we have to look forward to for another 52 episodes?
Well, we're going to do some better documentation, I think, on eating and planning and prepping. I can see us talking about some specific HelloFresh meals that we've done, especially ones that every time they come available, we get them, and they're just kind of our staple now.
So we're going to have a whole HelloFresh episode?
Not necessarily, but if HelloFresh would like to be a sponsor. I mean, they're not an official sponsor. We just eat their food because it's tasty.
It is delicious.
And so.
And reasonably priced.
It is reasonably priced.
We do have an episode coming up with another interview with Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bariatric life coach that I've reached out to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get some more interviews in the works. We want to have a question and answer episode.
Yes. Be it live or be it email us the questions, we'll give you the honest answers.
Yeah. What else? There's something in the works for me that we'll be talking about later.
Yeah. Once that is all official and completed.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about my running.
Yes. Which you are a runner.
I am a runner.
Officially a runner.
I had to change my daily affirmation.
Yep.
It was, I'm capable of being a runner.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is, I am a runner.
Yes, you are.
And tomorrow I start the 90-second sprints.
And that is going to be a...
growth opportunity.
Yes. And you will make the most of every opportunity presented to you.
I'm not looking forward to the 90 seconds.
That has been my mantra for the last, well, since the beginning of the year.
And maybe with the running episode, because I'm going to go get fancy running shoes in a couple of weeks, maybe that becomes its own thing too.
The running shoes?
Yeah.
We interview the running shoes?
We're going to interview the running shoes.
I would very much like to see how we do this.
Yeah. The process for getting running shoes is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because I hear they do like fancy things to your feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Maybe we'll showcase it on OnlyFans.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Fancy foot things.
I don't know how to process that. I really am. I don't know how to process that. There's so many things I could say. So I just won't.
So you just won't.
I'll be on my best behavior.
I bet there's like, well, I don't bet, but I wonder if there's reviews on Apple Podcasts. And
well, I know Billy gave us one.
Oh, did he?
He did.
Oh. And I'm kind of afraid to read them because if I read anything negative, I will spiral.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe we just designate a social media coordinator that reads them for us and responds accordingly.
Tells us where to improve.
Yes. I mean, it's not a paid position. And we can give you like 50 cents a month. Not doing it for the money, just doing it to make friends and share information.
Maybe we can get one of the kids to be the social media coordinator.
Neither of those kids are social. Well, I guess the oldest.
Three.
Yeah. The oldest, and she is pretty social.
She could delicately tell us the negative reviews, I think.
Could she do it? Absolutely. Would she do it? No, probably not. And we would just go on about our lives thinking that everybody thought we were as much of a delight as we think we are.
I'm just going to go under that assumption.
Yeah.
That's how I choose to live my life.
Yeah. I could be wrong, and that's okay. I just don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Ignorance is bliss.
So if you like us, leave us positive reviews. If you don't, just keep it to yourself. Because I don't want to know. It'll hurt my feelings.
It'll hurt my feelings.
I'll be very sad and I might cry. There's no might. I would definitely cry.
But.
So here's to 52 more, hopefully.
Then we'll start our third year of podcasting.
Crazy.
I don't even know what we would do at that point.
I know. How many topics can we cover?
Oh, I'm sure we can keep it going. Figure it out.
I'm always trying to think of new topics. So if you have any suggestions for topics or if you would like to be interviewed, reach out to us on the Instagram or on our website. We have a website now.
Yes.
BariatricLifePodcast.com.
Powered by GoDaddy.
Thanks, GoDaddy.
Who are not official sponsors. But
if they'd like to be.
Shit. I had a thought. I just lost it.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, this is a shorty episode.
It is. Thank you for 52 episodes in 1 year. And we look forward to talking with you and to you.
And about you.
Feel free. Any ideas, any requests, email them. Post them to our social media pages. If you want to be listed as the source of the question, that's fine. If you want to be anonymous, man, that's fine too.
All right. We will see you next time.
See you. Bye.
Bye.